there was a man named Helgi, son of Iceland in general and Frithjon the Punk in particular. Helgi was a most important Viking.
Helgi Saga. The play takes place in 985, 1985, and 10,985 simultaneously, with some osmosis from circa minus 985. Some of the characters are real people. None of the names have been changed. Everyone was innocent. Any motives hiding behind absurdity might not be. The old thing. Iceland ancient parliament Thingfella.
All right. Put away your puffins and pin your ears back. This is the final session of this thing. And soon you'll all be on your way back to your farms and families. Settle down now. There is only two items remaining on this agenda. The first, Iceland's legal claim to all America. And the second item is the nomination of Helgi, son of Frithjon, as life minister of postage stamps, dried and dead fish, and eidafugl, and specific other waiters. One vote covers both issues. What do I hear? Good. Both motions passed. Back to the beer tent.
The Ministry of ED and SOW, Reykjavik, Iceland.
Helgi slashed a path to the door of his ministry through the assembled orcs. He wiped the blood from his axe with the coat of the doorman, hung his leather cap with sewn-in pigtails on the Grecian temple hat stand just inside the door, and squeezed into his office past the 40 Argentinian albatrosses awaiting repatriation. When Helgi had moved into this office, he had refused all furnishings, saying that he was quite capable of drinking standing up. But the Minister of Public Buildings and Works insisted on putting a bench in there anyway, because he had a cousin who made office-size benches. Sitting on this bench in the office was a messenger from Helgi's cousin Skrithi. The messenger stood up as Helgi entered.
Good greetings from my master Skrithi to his cousin and friend Helgi.
Great. Next!
There's more. I've been an urgent message from Skrithi, which is for your ears only.
Good. Thank you, Sean. Bring an extra cup, will you?
Get it your bloody self.
It's all right, sir. I'll deliver my message and return to my master directly.
Now, just a moment. This spear should ensure that nobody is listening at the door.
Ah, holy mother of God, what the f*** was that?
Very well, tell me from the top.
My master Skridi, Icelandic ambassador to the court of Europe, now lies abed with comfortless headache in the house of his wife. He would have you now...
Skridi's last assignment had been to inform the English monarch Spokstak that Iceland had extended its territorial waters to include Cyprus and Hawaii. Spokstak was hoping that the Icelanders would tell his magicians the processes necessary to produce iron, in exchange for his ready cooperation in anything that they asked. He was willing to sign a pledge that the process would not be used to make weapons, complete with a no-first-strike clause. Skridi could not read, and hacked two-thirds of the king's family to fillet and fed that to the royal ferrets as a diversion from the embarrassment of his inadequacy.
All in all, King Spokstak took these events well and the two men parted on good terms. These diplomatic niceties having taken less time than originally estimated, my master Skridi had a few days to spare and so decided to call on Jóna on his way home. It was there, whilst collecting a candle broom for a concubine, that he suddenly fell seriously ill with an attack of split skull.
The chief of Iona was a man named Father Abbotson. He was a simple man who, to avoid confusion, worshipped only one god and had his runes nailed to the wall. Father Abbotson was on his knees thanking his god for the apparent divine intervention during the last Viking raid. A novice sat by candlelight in the cellar, polishing the dents in his censer.
And it is because of his present incapacity that Skridi asks that you, Helgi, don a diplomatic robe and undertake his forthcoming assignment.
Well, of course I'm very busy here. But winter's not more than a week away. And I wouldn't mind a voyage to other climes. What's the assignment?
Cultural attach and second executioner secretary at the court of King Wayflot in Norway.
I've done worse jobs. Very well. Tell Skridi that I will make plans to leave immediately.
In the Watcher's spaceship.
2 light years, give or take a jiff, away from the Andromeda Mara constellation, and the Watcher's spacecraft ran into trouble. In fact, it ran out of fuel. Assuming you are aware of the magnitude of space, you will understand that it took some considerable time before the Watchers realized that their craft had stopped moving. Even though they had been travelling previously at only 6 miles per hour slower than the speed of light.
No, dear, the flutters from
the curtains. Has anyone else noticed that the ankle-freezing breeze has suddenly ceased?
Fallowfield, an earthling guest of the Watchers, refused the 5th chocolate digestive biscuit, and being the only one among them with a brow, assumed a concerned frown.
Dear, dear, dear.
Is this no time for your bounty toast, Fallowfield? Is this the time to panic?
In the time it takes to cook chicken in black bean sauce in a volcano on Io, all the Watchers started rattling towards self-vivisection. All, of course, except Watcher 4. Who could only muster an irritated hum in an important address in the collective ROM. Well, I say important, but in fact, and 999364563 to infinity loop x divided by y comma, those being the addresses in question, controlled the intensity of the light in the self-cleaning, odorless ashtray. The colour itself was the responsibility of an address in Watcher 2E and was a randomised selection, with parameters generated by detecting from the smoke the nature of the material being burned. Of course, you'd have to go a lot further down the street to locate the bits that actually got the ashtray to open. Watcher 7, controller of openings, swore that that section of his system had been short-circuited by Saturnian static. The others would have it that he was just being a misery because he had given up smoking.
This is serious. The smoke coming from the grill and the smell of burning crumpets means that even mother computers are agitated. Come on! Panic isn't going to get us any further than an empty fuel tank.
The ashtray opened and closed several times, each time emitting a different coloured flash. Fallowfield lifted the front of his sacred t-shirt and unscrewed the diamond from his navel.
Here, this should get us back to Earth.
Watcher 4 screwed a beer glass onto its visi-sensor and examined the stone.
Well, the stone itself would supply constant power for an Earth decade, but your belly button fluff would generate enough energy to blast us 3 times around the cosmos in a week.
That's really fast.
Only one way to find out.
At the assembly point of Waflof's army, Norway.
Helgi arrived at the court of King Waflof just in time for war.
Identify yourself. I hate to kill strangers.
I am Helgi, son of famed Friðjón the Punk. I am the new Icelandic ambassador to the court of King Waflof of Norway.
Very well. Pass, Helgi. The queue for the sword sharpener is over there.
Helgi stood in the line between King Waflof and an until recently unemployed mercenary from Sheffield. Using the insight gathered from a lifetime of diplomacy and pillage, he decided he didn't like either of them, but would let them both live, at least until after his sword had been sharpened.
I best find out what this war is about.
He struck the king on the shoulder with the flat of his axe.
Herðu, your majesty!
Before he could say more, 6 of the king's bodyguards leapt at Helgi with raised weapons, intent on killing him to teach him some manners.
With one sideways stroke, I sent this rude half-dozen to Odin's open arms. And not one drop of blood shall fall upon the king's fine tunic.
Thank you. Thank you.
9 more of the king's best men jumped forward and attacked Helgi with sword, axe and pike.
Ah, come on, fellas.
Well,
I'm really very tired, but if you insist...
12 more soldiers stepped forward.
Stop! An end to this. Good greetings to our friend Helgi, son of someone near Iceland. We see that you will be most useful on the field of battle. It is good to have a warrior of your prowess fighting on our side.
I have the battle strength of 20 men.
Well,
At least 15, I hope.
Come on, come on, don't stand around. Give it here.
Here you are, my man. Take great care of it. It was cast in Thor's forge, and the hilt is solid gold, inlaid with diamonds and rubies.
Yeah, right. Your number is 935.
Thank you.
Next. Swords made in my settlement of Sheffield are superior to most, I tell you. They don't need sharpening half as often.
Is that so?
Aye, but I lost mine with the rest of my baggage on the journey over here.
Really?
Aye. Now I'm having to use this borrowed blade from Zollingen.
You don't say.
Aye. This one needs sharpening so often that I sometimes have to break mid-battle and run home to hone.
Sure. Your number is 936. Next!
Helgi pinned an Icelandic flag to his rucksack and headed for the tea tent.
The offices of the Bible, Mount Sinai.
Ezekiel, schlep the scroll you're scribing over to Simon and scoot over here.
Yes, Chief.
I've got the assignment of your life for you, my boy.
Not another split-sea story, I hope. Stories like that can cast doubt on a writer's credibility.
How many times have I warned you about using big words? Nah, it's nothing like that. This one's a biggie. I want you to go up to the north of the north, and somewhere there's a land called Norway. Rumor has it that two kings are about to battle, and I won't cover it.
What's so special about two kings fighting?
This one's special, all right. I saw it in the omens.
You don't want to believe everything you read in chicken livers.
Listen, you get yourself up there and bring me back a good story. If I like it, I guarantee you widespread circulation.
Great is the number of places without names, and Fallowfield passed most of them as the Watcher's spaceship hurtled haphazardly through the vastness of the universe.
Is Magnus B in Amsterdam by any chance? If so, would you tell him that Fallowfield might be dropping in on him soon? No, I'll not wait. This is a long-distance call. Thank you. Goodbye.
The call had caused so great an energy drain on the telephone's transistors that it couldn't even raise a click when the receiver was replaced.
Aye. All Watcher base equipment will have to be replaced when an accident occurs.
I've been meaning to ask you about that, but I'll not do it now.
The telephone was trying to keep its job by playing the national anthems of all known users of such tunes. With its 1 1/4 octave range and audio envelope programmed by a tone-deaf telephone engineer's apprentice who had just burned his fire button finger, having forgotten the instructions on how to recognize the handle end of a soldering iron.
Your page hot number telephone. As soon as humans break the telepathic barrier, you'll be doomed to destruction on Tresaurus 4. And the only thing that can survive there is Stinging Lichen, which lives on a diet of musical rust.
And their spaceship hurtled on.
en route to the battle with Werther's army.
The march of King Werther's multitude of warriors stamped an ice path through the deep-lying snow.
And I'm telling you that we should use the softer wax on the runners. The sledge is riding far too bumpily.
No. It will be all right.
Very well. But don't blame me if all these rocks for the catapult are nothing more than a load of gravel by the time we get there.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Come on, come on, pick up those feet.
Phew. Why is worth a waging war?
Beats me. I reckon he doesn't know himself. Beats me. I reckon he doesn't know himself.
He's been leaving his wife on clifftops overlooking waters known to feature in the navigation of marauding Moorish mariners. But even they're not that desperate, and she hasn't been plundered for years.
So this isn't a holy war, then? So this isn't a holy war, then?
Gee, achoo! Oh, me head's on fire. I think I'm getting a fever.
What do you expect if you walk about with that tablecloth on your head? What do you expect if you walk about with that tablecloth on your head?
Watch it.
Left, right, left, right, left. Right, left, right, left, right. Let me get them snowshoes biting into the ice.
It's all right for him. He's on a bloody pony.
Oh, I reckon it's a polar bear in a donkey's clothing.
Tell us more about this war. Tell us more about this war.
Well, neither Werther's lands nor his goods are worthy of any more than passing interest, so this can't be a retaliatory strike.
Do you think we'll get paid? Do you think we'll get paid?
Sure, if we survive and end up on the winning side.
If you ask me, Werther acts as though his ancestors were a blind epileptic elephant and a partially blown beer vat.
It's true, I've seen his birth certificate. It's true, I've seen his birth certificate.
Liar! There's no such thing as a birth certificate. And you couldn't read one even if there was.
The recruitment advertiser said something about the enactment of established tradition.
There was a time when a man was content to attack his enemy by hurling hard words of reason at him from a safe distance. There was a time when a man was content to attack his enemy by hurling hard words of reason at him from a safe distance.
Yes, but had during the passage of the centuries, the piece of paper with the original rules had been lost, assumed, misfiled. Now, war's just another bloody ritual.
Ah, an all-ticket affair to avoid trouble between opposing supporters' clubs.
Silence in the ranks. Save your breath for marching.
It ain't me chest that hurts, Sarge.
Shut up, you horrible little Norseman. Well, I make sure you hurt evenly all over.
En route to the battle with Waffloff's army.
Now, we all know that mates are great, but the relationship ends at the bedroom door, right? Helgi was missing his family and all the comforts of home and a cushy job.
This is a raw war by Thor. I lost my place the last time I counted my toes, and I fear I might have forfeited a few to frostbite. Well, it'll shorten time taking trimming toenails, and I'll save a few sous on shoes. Herde, your majesty, try some of my dried fish.
This time. Oh no. Don't press that. No escape. No escape. Bad.
Meanwhile, back on the Watcher's spaceship.
Error. Our home.
Try.
I'll make the TMC. Is the caddy in the same place?
Yes. If you're free to ascend this letter into my eye opening, I'll darn the little picture from the other before it gets any room.
Thank you.
Will someone stop that computer?
There's nothing more than you should have to kill.
There's this tomb for which some news has yet been discovered.
Well, this isn't it.
All that's left is one biodegradable skyhook. It's basic repairity with sunny printed instructions on how to dispose of the previous occupants in there. And finally, a set of the Encyclopedia of Universal Merit, complete with supplement covering the next 200 Earth years.
No, no, no. No, that's any good.
How about the end of broken wire coat hanger?
Brilliant! Great! Exactly what I need!
What a pity I don't have one.